Yeah, the summit between the U.S. and North Korea is off, although, as I was saying yesterday in my commentary, it always felt on again, off again, because North Korea, that's why. Discussion started taking place late Wednesday. Some key calls were made during the morning yesterday, and it appears that Mike Pompeo, the Secretary of State, wanted to stay the course. National Security Advisor John Bolton, not so much, and Bolton won out. Joining us now is NBC News political director and the moderator, of Meet the Press, Chuck Todd. Chuck, this took a lot of people by surprise, including some sources are saying Pompeo himself.
Yes, look, you know, but here's what was going on here. There was this sort of, I would call it, you had a confluence of events here. I think Pompeo was looking for a delay, not a cancellation. I think Bolton and I think you put the Vice President Mike Pence in the Bolton camp. I think they were more skeptical of any of this. They didn't see a lot of upside out of this. I think they were more in the camp of trying to kill it. But there was another player here that I think contributed to the I call this a delay because I just think the president wants it, and yeah. I think I still think it can get resurrected. But the Chinese, everything changed in North Korea's posture after Kim Jong-un spent 2 days with Xi in China. All of a sudden, North Korea got a tiny bit more belligerent again after that 2 days in China with Kim Jong-un. And the Chinese got tougher with the Americans on the trade issues. Nothing got resolved. So it was sort of, you know, I think we shouldn't underestimate the role the Chinese played in basically blowing up this summit for now. I think the Chinese didn't like the idea that they were dealt out of this thing. I think they want more time in here, and I think they convinced Kim Jong-un to buy more time. So I think this was I think you had multiple people doing their best to try to either delay or kill it. And when everybody around the president was trying to delay or kill it, at a minimum, you were going to get a delay.
So, Chuck Todd, what you're hearing, though, is you think this is going to be back on at some point or another?
The president himself has been, you know, conciliatory in his last remarks, right? Pompeo has a lot invested in this. He's been there twice. I think, frankly, you see this with all secretaries of state, no matter their party. They start something. They don't want it to die, right? They're enjoying the diplomacy. They want to be in the action. He wants it. He wants to resurrect it. And look, I'm going to be a bit cynical here, but the one thing the president has worked on that I could argue has totally successfully overshadowed the Mueller probe for a long period of time has been the summit. So I think there's incentive, even just optically, for the president to try to resurrect it.
No, and I was arguing yesterday that progress has been made. I mean, you had the North Korean leader, you know, shaking hands. Yeah, hostages back.
All hostages out. I mean, look, it wasn't all. I think there are some people that are trying to eviscerate the president on this because they don't have a lot of confidence in him in other aspects of his job. But sometimes the story is what the story is. Don't try to read more into it than it is.
Yeah. Which leaves me with the question that I'm still asking is, you know, was this kind of an art of the deal move, or was this the president being ruled by emotion? Because, well, they called Mike Pence a dummy, you know, the North Koreans.
I think the president got convinced. Yeah. No, I think the president got convinced to back down for now. Right. But I think this will come back. Remember, he's the one that, look, this summit wouldn't have even been scheduled if the president hadn't gone rogue. So, you know, this is in his hands.
Yeah, absolutely. So, yeah, no, all right. Yeah, I think I hope you're right that this thing is back on because it's good for everybody on the planet except Kim Jong-un to have them denuclearized.
Talking is always better than talking is better than not talking.
Exactly.
No matter who you're talking to.
Yeah. Who do you have coming up Sunday on Meet the Press?
Well, one of our guests is somebody that your listeners might be intrigued in, Mr. Jeff Flake, who gave some stinging, interesting remarks at a law school commencement earlier this week. But but big picture wise, we're dealing three topics: North Korea, obviously, constitutional clash between congressional folks, Justice Department, and the president on the Mueller probe. And then the NFL. I mean, I didn't know the NFL could somehow make this situation worse. And boy, Roger Goodell and the owners did.
Yeah. That's going to be interesting to see how that all plays out. All right, very good. Chuck Todd, catch him on Meet the Press Sunday morning at 7 a.m. on Channel 12 here locally. You can catch a couple of repeats later on in the day on MSNBC.